One of the greatest tactics of the enemy is to discourage us somehow in our life. So those things that we are holding on to that we know are good, virtuous, we start losing our grip.
This is Straight Talk.
This is Joshua Hollick from Straight Talk Radio. So happy to be your host today with Pastor Mark Jobe, Senior Pastor at New Life Community Church in Chicago. We're coming to you from New Life Community Church today. And Pastor Mark has a great series called Step Up about how to help you live at a higher calling, at a higher place. And today's message you've titled, Pastor Mark, Guard Your Heart, that one place from which all of your life springs from. What a relevant, powerful, and important message today. Who's listening today that you think is going to possibly have a transformation by hearing this part of the Bible?
You know, Joshua, our heart is an interesting thing because it really speaks to the core of who we are, the core of who our soul, our heart, our emotions, our intellect. And, you know, the thing about our heart, not our physical heart, but our emotional soul heart, is our heart determines the course of our life. If our heart gets polluted, if the wellspring gets polluted, it starts to go into every area of our life. And this passage is an incredible, practical, very strong passage. I'm speaking to someone that you've allowed a hurt. Someone has disappointed you. Someone has hurt you. Someone has betrayed you. Someone has violated your confidence, and you've allowed a root of hurt that's turned into bitterness to start to pollute your heart, and now you find it spreading into all of your relationships, affecting your walk with God, affecting your attitude towards life, because the Bible talks about a root of bitterness that grows and spreads all over. All of us get hurt. But that hurt can sometimes morph into very poisonous, very poisonous, dangerous pollutant in our soul. And so if you're struggling with hurt right now, this message is for you.
That's good. That's good. Sometimes we don't even realize this is happening to us. Sometimes you don't see it maybe till you look back a whole season because it's so subtle. Well, today this message is called Guard Your Heart. The core text is Hebrews chapter 12. Let's get into this message now.
Today I want to talk to you about guarding your heart. In the movie Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner plays the character of a dejected cowboy. And in some of the opening scenes of Dances with Wolves, this cowboy goes to a spring of water. He's thirsty. He's parched. But when he gets that spring of water, he realizes that he can't take a drink because there's a carcass of a buffalo, a rotting carcass in the middle of that spring. And before he can drink, he has to take that carcass of the buffalo out, make sure that the water is clean so that he can take advantage of the water that's there. One of the tactics of warfare in the old days was to pollute the wells and the springs of the enemy. Some of the ancient armies would take animals that had died of diseases and they would drop them in the well waters or drop them in the springs where a river would start. And so when the opposing armies came to give water to their horses or came to drink themselves, they would become poisoned by the water because there was a carcass or a dead animal inserted into that well. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, "Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life." Another version says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." If you pull out your notes today, you can fill in the blanks, and this is the first fill in the blank. What is in our heart determines the course of our life. What the writer of Proverbs is doing is giving us the image, and he's saying that your heart is like a spring of water. It's constantly producing life. And everything in your life, your relationships, your attitude, your mindset, your success, and your destiny are affected by that which is in your heart. If there is something in your heart that is good, it flows into all of your life. If there's something in your heart that's polluted, it also flows into all of your life. Notice that the writer of Proverbs says, guard your heart. We only guard things that are important and valuable. In our house, Thursday evening is trash day. It's my son Josiah's responsibility to take out the trash, to put it in front of the house, and to get it ready for the garbage man the next morning. He doesn't like that responsibility. He claims we mass produce garbage. But we take out the garbage on Thursday night. Never once in all these years of taking garbage out and putting it in front of our house have I ever stayed up at night looking out the window guarding my garbage. Never. I've never given my son a baseball bat and said, you know, I want you to spend all night sleeping next to our garbage to make sure no one takes it. No, I don't care about our garbage. It's garbage. You don't guard that which is not important, right? You only watch over that which is important. So when we put out the garbage at night, during the night, someone wants to take it, go ahead, take it. Just don't make a mess. It's garbage. I don't watch my garbage. However, Thursday night comes and my daughter, it doesn't come in at time of curfew time. I'm looking through the window, waiting for her to show up. Is she arrived yet? What's going on? And sending her a text. Why? Because she's important to me. Not the garbage is not important. You guard what you feel is important in your life. How many of you dads know what I'm talking about? All right. Well, in the same way, the writer of Proverbs is saying, your heart needs to be guarded. You need to watch over your heart with all diligence, because what happens to your heart will happen to your life. What you allow around your heart will affect every single area of your life. You say, well, Pastor, how do I know what's in my heart? How do I know if there's a carcass in my heart? Or something contaminating my heart? Well, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18, but the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart and defile a person. What Jesus said is, if you want to know what's in your heart, ask yourself what's coming out of your mouth. Because eventually, whatever's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Oh, you may be able to hide it for some time. You may be able to guard your mouth for a while, but it's just a matter of time before whatever's in your heart is going to start spilling out of your mouth, because out of the, King James says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I travel a lot, speaking in different places and sometimes in different countries. And so I sit on the plane near strangers, and I always, when I sit down, I always ask myself if someone is to my right or to my left, I wonder what they're about. And so I usually try to engage in conversation, and give me about 15 to 20 minutes and I usually can tell what that person is about, because after a little bit of conversation, whatever they're into is going to start coming out of their mouth. Some people are into education, and some people are into sports, and some people are into fun, and some people, whatever's there, if someone is angry at the world, in 20 minutes they'll start ranting and raving about the world and the system and politics and how unjust things are. It comes out because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth starts to speak. I usually don't like to tell them I'm a pastor right up front. because if I tell them I'm a pastor, and then they try to clean everything up before that it comes out. So I like to get the unedited version. Then about a half hour into the conversation, when they find out I'm a pastor, they start thinking, uh-oh, what did I say? They start trying to clean up everything they said and excuse their French and so forth. That's how usually it happens. But out of your heart, your mouth speaks. Listen, if you have bitterness in your heart, resentment in your soul, it's just a matter of time that it starts to come out of your mouth. It will erupt out of your mouth at unexpected times. Why? Because it's in your heart. And so Jesus tells us that it's not what goes into our mouth that really defiles us. It's what comes out of our mouth that defiles us. It's the words that come out of our mouth. I like what one person said. They said, what is in the well of the heart will come up out of the bucket of the mouth. Whatever's in your heart, you're going to pull out of the bucket of your mouth, and it's going to show up that way. Chuck Swindoll says it this way. How important is the heart? It is there that character is formed. It alone holds the secret of true success. Its treasures are priceless, but they can be stolen. So I want you to turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12, and I'm going to talk to you today about how to do a heart audit. How to look in your heart and make sure that there's nothing there that shouldn't be there. I have a feeling that some of you have been living years, some of you months, some of you decades, with certain carcasses in your heart that have been polluting your life, and you're not even aware of it. And I think today God wants to speak to some of your hearts about cleaning the debris around the spring of your life so that clean, fresh, pure life can come out of your heart instead of that which is contaminated. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me as we read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 through 17. It says, therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level the paths of your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a message called Guard Your Heart, which is from our Step Up Living Higher series. Stay tuned and I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information about Pastor Mark and New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 with Pastor Mark's message called Guard Your Heart.
So in Hebrews chapter 12, the writer of the Hebrews tells us how to keep our heart clean, how to do a heart check. I just prayed for a brother at our early service that on Tuesday is having open heart surgery. Thank God that they caught the fact that his arteries were clogged in time and avoided a major disaster. And I believe for some of you, this service today could be a diagnostic that's identifying clogged arteries in your heart that could avoid a major disaster if you choose to clean the debris out of your heart, your spiritual heart, so that the life of God can flow strongly and powerfully. So how to take care of your heart? I'm going to give you five quick things of how to take care of your heart and to be able to clean up anything that may not need to be there. Number one, strengthen your grip on the things that really matter. Notice what it says in verse 12. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Discouragement, disappointment, and disillusionment can weaken our grip on the things that really matter in life. Have you ever noticed that when you get discouraged, you feel weak? Well, I noticed it in the Olympics, especially on the beam where the gymnasts would perform these acrobatics. Did you notice that when a gymnast makes a mistake at the beginning of the routine, then suddenly it seems like they'll make more mistakes? Because they're discouraged. That which is strong becomes weak. Their confidence dissipates. Why? They've made a mistake, and because they make a mistake, they become discouraged. And when you become discouraged, you start getting weak. When you're encouraged, you become strong. When you're discouraged, you become weak. One of the greatest tactics of the enemy is to discourage us somehow in our life, so those things that we are holding on to that we know are good, right, true, virtuous, we start losing our grip. He uses the illustration of feeble hands and weak knees. Oh, I've seen it over and over. I've seen someone that was going really strong and doing really well, and somehow they become discouraged. Maybe they get disappointed in someone that was supposed to help them and didn't help them. Or maybe they feel like they called to God for an answer to prayer that didn't come. Or maybe they have tried to really change their ways but keep struggling. And then they become discouraged. And instead of hanging on tight, they start loosening their grip. Instead of holding on tight to what they know they need to hold on to, those habits. Maybe someone committed at the beginning of the year, I'm going to spend some time with God every morning before I start the day, but you come discouraged. And instead of hanging on tight, you start loosening the grip. Maybe you determine at the beginning of the year, I'm not going to allow some of the friendships I've had in the past to influence my life in a negative way and take me down. And you were strong in the beginning, resisting their influence, but you got discouraged, and so now you're allowing them to influence your life again and take you in a spiral downward. The writer of the Hebrews says, strengthen your grip. Strengthen your knees. It's not time to let go of the things you need to hang on to. It's time to grip them stronger. It's time to hold on stronger, not to let go. God has given you some of you visions and dreams as to what He's called you to do. Some of you are in the midst of education. And you know that you need to pursue that degree because that degree opens up doors to your calling. But boy, does it get long and hard and expensive. So some of you begin to weaken the grip thinking, wow, it's a lot, it's hard, I don't know, can I do this? Maybe I'll take a semester off or two or three. And maybe God is saying, I gave you a vision, I gave you a dream, now pursue it. It tells us in this passage, strengthen your feeble arms. And strengthen your weak knees. Number two, I'm talking about how to strengthen our heart and get it in the right place. How to take care of our heart. Take care of the hurts and injuries quickly before they become disabling. Notice what it says in verse 13. Make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled but rather healed. Now notice he's using spiritual language, but talking about our body. And he says, make straight paths for your feet so that those that are lame or those that are injured may not become disabled but healed. How many of you know that you can allow an injury to become worse and eventually it can disable you? When I was young, I broke quite a few bones. I broke my arm. I broke bones in my hand. I had stitches in my head, stitches in my ear. I broke my arm falling off a tree and snapped both bones in my arm. So my arm looked like this. We went to the hospital. The doctor reset the bones in my arm, put a cast. In those days, they used to use plaster. Plastered up my arm. And he said, you need to take care of that until your arm heals. Well, I was a pretty active young man, and I was probably about 9 years old. And about a week later, I was off on a bicycle with a friend, and we actually fell off a bridge with our bicycle. And I re-broke the cast, cracked it in two again, and he broke his leg, cracked his tooth. And so I had to show up to the same doctor a week and a half later with a broken arm again. And he said, young man, we'll have to cut your arm open and put a pin in there. This arm could be disabled unless you take care of it. This arm has to heal. It's happened to some of you, hasn't it? That you sprain your leg or something happens and you don't take care of it. You keep walking on it and walking on it and walking on it. And finally, it becomes so bad that you become disabled. I had a friend of mine played football for many years and messed up his knees, and his knees got worse and worse and worse, so he could barely walk. He had to walk with a walker, with a crutch, because his knees got so bad and they had to operate. And what it's telling us in this passage is that life is full of inevitable hurts. You and I will be hurt by people in our life. Life hurts sometimes. Period. You can't make it through life without getting hurt. Someone's going to bump you. Someone's going to disappoint you. Someone's going to hurt you because they didn't follow through on their commitment, or because you thought they were loyal to you and then they turned their back on you, or you thought they were a friend and they talked about you behind your back, or you thought they were going to show up and really back you in your time of need, and they weren't there when you needed them. And so life is full of hurts. It may be your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your friend, your aunt, your cousin, your grandmother. I mean, it could be people, your husband or your wife, people that you expect. And when they disappoint you, you become hurt. I have seen more people tube out spiritually because they didn't take care of their injuries, their heart injuries, than almost any other reason I've seen people fall away. He tells us in this passage, make sure that when you get injured, you take care of that injury so that it doesn't turn into disability, but instead you become healed. Whatever happens in your heart, if it's undealt with, will show up in your life. If you allow a seed of resentment or bitterness to get into your heart and you don't deal with it and heal it, it may start because someone hurts you and you nurse that hurt, you rehearse that, you tell other people about it, it grows, it affects your life. Now suddenly it's affecting all of your relationships, your attitude, everything about you is affecting that hurt. And you go from strong spiritually, walking in the right way with a great attitude about the future, to being a negative person that feels very disconnected from God. And your whole world becomes darkened by that cloud of hurt, because you got hurt and you didn't deal with it, and not dealing with it, your injury has gotten worse, and it's turned into a disability, and now you find yourself paralyzed at the side of the road, wondering what happened. It all happened because you got hurt, and you didn't properly deal with the hurt of your heart. Jeremiah tells us, verse 17, chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, the heart is deceitful, is more deceitful than all else, and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind. The Bible tells us that our heart is sometimes deceitful and sometimes it's sick. And only God is the one that's able to search our heart and find what's wrong with our heart and start dealing with it, if we let him.
This has been Pastor Mark in the first half of his message called Guard Your Heart, which is from our brand new series called Step Up, Living Higher. Please tune in again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page, where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.